Moncrief on News Talk.
Earlier this week, the government approved plans to take part in a Europe-wide initiative called 2027 European Year of the Normans. And it's been scheduled for that year for a specific reason. A millennium before that, William the Conqueror was born. Is this something we should be commemorating? Angus O'Snady from Sinn Féin certainly doesn't think so. Angus, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You said that you found this offensive. Do you think many people are offended by this?
Well, it's very strange. There probably is quite a number of people who would be offended with kind of Ireland celebrating the birth of royalty in this way. But in this instance, it's somebody who had no connections whatsoever, really, in his lifetime with Ireland. William the Conqueror was born in Normandy and conquered England, but he never came to Ireland and didn't have designs on Ireland at the time, whereas his great-grandson had designs on Ireland and landed in Ireland and slaughtered all around them, kind of over 100 years, nearly 100 years after William the Conqueror had passed.
Yeah, though I mean, it's about the Normans in general rather than specifically William the Conqueror, and we can't pretend that there wasn't a Norman influence here.
No, it's specifically about, because when you go and see who initiated this project is initiated by the Normandy region, and it's specifically, they cobbled together the title European Year of the Normans, and it states quite clearly on their website, the millennium of the birth of William the Conqueror is the starting point for the year of celebrations of the Norman people of Europe. It's not an EU initiative. It's not a European. There's no European institution behind it. And kind of the minister has leapt in both feet first, kind of to join this initiative, which doesn't have any funding behind it or any real purpose to it other than kind of to promote the Normandy region.
Yeah. Though, I mean, I suppose, and they are trying to promote the Normandy region the same way we promote our regions, but I suppose their argument is the Normans influence many parts of Europe, including Ireland.
Oh, yeah, and that's for Normandy to say, kind of, and Ireland should, kind of, and it'd be a worthwhile project if we properly planned rather than piggybacking on a celebration of 1,000 years of William the Conqueror's birth. Kind of, we should look at how kind of we can show the influence and the heritage of the Normans in Ireland, and they're kind of, you need only travel around the country, you'll see the castles. There's an influence on our language, on our music, and quite a range. And kind of, it is something that would be worthwhile pursuing and looking at, but not in just a haphazard way that the minister suggested. So kind of, and not to be associated with a birthday of royalty.
Okay, so it's just the year you have a problem with, and its organisation rather than the entire concept of the thing.
Well, it's specifically, and the reason for this concept, it's kind of was to celebrate his kind of William the Conqueror. We need to obviously look at our history, and we've only come through a decade of centenaries, and I've been involved in quite a lot of centenary events that the state has organised, not just the decade of centenary, 1798, kind of the Robert Emmet, the famine, kind of. So the, kind of we do that historical commemorations well when we put our mind to it, when we plan properly, but this doesn't seem to have been that. The fact that the minister wasn't aware even that this wasn't a European and EU initiative, and that it was only kind of to promote Normandy, and it's strange. Yes, put our own spin in this and look at it properly, plan properly, and put money towards it. There's no commitment so far from the minister of any funding for the areas. Just kind of, let's link in with kind of something that's happened in Normandy and we might benefit, is it seems to be the approach, rather than planning properly, where not only tourism but kind of people within Ireland can see kind of how in a negative and in a positive ways the Normans benefited Ireland, and kind of see kind of what really was behind that old slogan that was there in the 14th century, where some of those kind of became more Irish than the Irish themselves.
Yeah, indeed. And we're already doing that. It's already a part of our tourism package for people. So what harm can it do linking in with Normandy? Because they're going, oh, there's Norman stuff in Ireland as well.
It's linking in kind of specifically celebrating kind of the birth of William the Conqueror. I have a problem with not kind of we have many a contact with Normandy, not just to do with the Normans arriving kind of as an invasionary force via England into Ireland at the end of the 12th century. We should, but it should be a properly approached so that it's not just kind of piggybacking on something that those in Normandy wish to happen.
Yeah. Isn't it the truth, Angus? No one's too pushed about this. It was 1,000 years ago.
Oh, no, that's the point. It's 1,000 years ago, but it has its influence on Ireland in many shapes. And yes, that's why I said we should kind of look at our history and celebrate and commemorate that what was good and that was what was bad and see what's influenced us now. I've absolutely no problem. And we do historical tourism well in Ireland and kind of we have benefited as a country and we should, but only if we do it from our point of view rather than kind of piggybacking on something else. And the tourism industry needs all the help it can get and that we put money kind of towards this and work with the councils in these areas kind of where kind of they can have their role in it and Port Fáilte and Fáilte Ireland kind of also kind of so that's a full package. And I remember when we were planning kind of the decade of centenary, it was kind of a number of years kind of beforehand where we worked on that project. And kind of I don't think anybody would complain about the project that was there. Same with the Wild Atlantic Way. That didn't happen just because kind of a minister kind of from a region decided, oh, this might be beneficial to us. Let's piggyback on it. Let's not put any thought into it and just say everything we rosy kind of if I just say so.
Yeah. Now, just going back to William the Conqueror, seeing he never set foot in Ireland, it was his grandson who invaded Ireland. If it was a Strongbow commemoration event, I could see how you might have a problem with that. But William the Conqueror, why would we have a problem with him?
Because he's nothing to do with Ireland. Why would we be marking and putting time and effort into marking kind of the birth of a future King of England? There doesn't seem to be any logic to it. There's many other characters from Irish history that we could commemorate or celebrate and have events focused on, kind of which would maybe draw links with other areas around the world or would draw the Irish diaspora and their friends back to Ireland kind of to commemorate or to celebrate that history.
Yeah. So if there was like a Viking, a Europe-wide Viking celebration, would you find that offensive as well? They were here and they didn't always do us favours.
This is no favours in many ways in the early part and then in the latter part. They're the reasons why we have kind of some cities around that wouldn't have existed because other than that they came. So we had centenary events, millennium events around the Brian Boru and kind of the Battle of Clontarf. That was quite a useful discussion and quite a useful approach towards tourism, kind of so that we did mark that and it was planned properly.
Yeah.
We've had them, so it's just kind of, but that was specifically related to Ireland. This is not related to Ireland in the way it's presented.
Angus, before I let you go, as you probably know, a member of NECAP has been charged with terrorism offences. I just wondered what your reaction to that was.
I think it's terrible. I wish him well, and kind of I think kind of they will win their court case. Kind of the British government have been kind of seeking NECAP out because they had the audacity to challenge their refusal to grant aid them in the past, and kind of NECAP won that case, and I'm sure kind of they will win the cases that they're now found. But I think it's terrible that they're being targeted in this way.
Angus, thanks so much for talking to us today. Angus Snoddy is Sinn Féin spokesperson on Gaeltacht, the Arts, Culture and TD for Dublin South Central. A few comments on this. No one really agreeing with Angus. Surely this is just an international campaign that we've signed up to. I don't see the problem unless it's going to cost us a load of money. Another text that says, does he not realise there are thousands of families in this country who are descended from Normans? Yeah, I would say more than just thousands. Are we not the ones who go out there and beg the Americans to visit us here? I think when it comes to tourism and wining and dining, we are the originals at selling ourselves overseas. Another text that says, we're closer related to the Normans than the Celts. Of course we'd celebrate and embrace the Normans. And someone else says, what a load of nonsense. What a nonsense argument he's making. He actually doesn't even know why he's against it. He just is. It's a great idea to do a joint project with Normandy. It would definitely result in more visitors from that region.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.